Welcome to AchieveCast, the podcast that tells the stories of the great works happening in Achieve communities across this country. I'm Dr. Tate Martin, and for the next couple of minutes, I'll be speaking with those who make our communities healthier through Achieve. This podcast will highlight the national partnership between the YMCA of the USA and the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. These two organizations have been working together since the inception of Achieve. I had the opportunity to do phone interviews with the heads of both organizations.
Neil Nickel, and I'm president of the YMCA of the USA.
John Robicher, executive director of the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors.
I began the conversation by asking, how does Achieve impact the mission of each individual organization? Here's what John Robicher from NACDD had to say.
Achieve has really helped us, form partnerships with local organizations and helped us understand around the creation of coalitions, what are the strengths, what are the challenges, and then really to create just a much greater awareness around chronic disease prevention, that chronic diseases are, the leading causes of death and disability in the United States, and that we need to be more focused on how to prevent some of these very, very preventable and very treatable conditions.
Here's Neil Nickel's response, telling how Achieve helps the Y maintain its commitment to their communities.
Achieve helps us deliver on that commitment by allowing us to build a shared leadership team of people who are passionate, driven to create impact through advocacy and collaboration, and replicate our program delivery. So it really has been a perfect fit with our mission and what we're trying to accomplish.
During our conversations, both leaders spoke of the impacts that Achieve is having in communities across the country. Here's Neil Nickel.
Our first cohort of Achieve teams began nearly 3 years ago now. These communities are just now entering into their policy implementation phase, and we're already, quite honestly, blown away by the impact that they've had in their communities. We continue to be impressed by their success in keeping this work sustained, especially in what is now a very difficult economic time.
Here's John Robicher.
What we have seen is for relatively small amounts of money, these communities leverage dollars to really create a sustainable change in their community. And I think that's been important because so many programs over the years, hundreds of programs over the years, come in and they make an investment in a community, and once that investment is over, it's gone. Whatever the activity was, it's gone. And that's not what we're seeing in these communities. We're seeing that they're leveraging the dollars we give them, they're multiplying the dollars we're giving them, and that the change, because it's based on environmental or policy change, and it's not necessarily a program that needs to be sustained for hundreds of thousands of dollars, when you're looking at an environmental or policy change, that it is a fairly that's a very good way to get a lot of people involved. You can imagine putting in a smoke-free workplace or a smoke-free jurisdiction or a healthy or a policy around a healthy getting schools to serve healthy meals or to take soda machines out of their schools. Those are all sort of low-cost policy solutions that are going to last a very long time and impact a lot of people. And so it's a very nice model around sustainability.
Neil Nickel continued.
This work has really affirmed for us how a little amount of money can go a very long way. We believe to our core that policy change in and of itself does not cost a lot of money. Rather, it's the shared learning and the technical assistance we can provide to a community that can help to make the policy change happen. So in many ways, the Achieve Initiative has also shown us how very powerful local health departments and YMCAs can be when they work together using each other's assets. I personally believe that health departments have gained more knowledge of YMCAs through this work and have seen how common our goals are. We all want to help the community become healthier, and we each have different tools at our disposal to make that happen. And this has been, not so much a surprise, but an affirmation of the power of working together collectively toward common objectives, and I think will help us in the future find additional ways to work more closely.
Collaboration was a theme that came up in both conversations. Here's John Robisher.
There's not a lot of places where you see, four or five national organizations come together to work on a specific project. And this has required, national organizations to come together in a much different way than we've ever had to work together before. And I think they've actually added a lot of literature just in how do national organizations come together to work on specific activities.
Neil Nickel talked about the importance of collaboration not only at the national level, but also at the community level.
We know that no one national organization could ever do all of this alone. Just that we know that our local Y's can't do this work alone. So that's why it's an important piece of achieve to be teaching the principles of collaboration and highlighting mechanisms that really local communities can use to make that happen. The beauty of this is that the achieve partners all have roots in their communities, so that working together we can affect policy change on a larger scale. We all own what we're doing. We want to have long-standing relationships in the communities, have long-term impact, and by working together we can make it happen faster and make it more sustainable. So the achieve partners, because they all have infrastructures in place to ensure long-term success, and they all have a long-term vision of how we'll support these communities, really will stretch far beyond the end of the CDC funding. And without those deep roots in each community, I'm not sure that would happen. The other thing I think I'd mention is that the Y and NACDD are nationally networked organizations that can spread their affiliates across the country with trainings and technical assistance and site visits and support each other in the shared learning. So, that spread to our affiliates really creates an efficiency that benefits all of us and helps us get maximum value for the dollars that are being spent.
I ended our conversations by asking, what does the future of Achieve look like? Here's Neil Nickel.
We are very optimistic at this point that this policy change work will only continue to spread across the country, and that the impact of creating healthier communities will really become infectious across counties and states and across the nation. CDC resources, of course, are essential to us by allowing us to commit our own resources and ensure that long-range planning is done at a community level. We also value tremendously the good housekeeping seal of approval to do this work utilizing federal funds. The Achieve National Partnership, I firmly believe, and we all do at the YMCA, can become a model for other national organizations to work together to connect their networks and further policy change. When we at the Y took on our healthier communities work, it was based on the concept that local communities can work together to make changes that put healthy living within reach of individuals of all ages and backgrounds. This comes back to the wise commitments at our very core to empower people to learn and grow and thrive. So, we could not be more bullish about both the power of Achieve and the power of organizations working at common purposes to drive policy change across both communities and at state levels. It's a powerful model.
The major theme that was evident in both of the conversations was that these two leaders absolutely believe in the power of Achieve. To find out more about Achieve and the other national partnerships, visit achievecommunities.org. To find out more about the two organizations highlighted in this podcast, visit the YMCA of the USA at ymca.net and the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors at chronicdisease.org. This podcast was brought to you by Community Initiatives. They can be found on the web at communityinitiatives.org and the YMCA of the USA. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts, visit us on the web at achievecast.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, let's all work together to make our communities healthier.